Tuesday, February 22, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRehove. Making headlines. Gauteng Premier Nomvula Mokonyane said that the province was not opposed to the idea of tolling as a cost recovery mechanism, but was concerned about how charges would be determined. Mokonyane was concerned over the manner the tolling system is to be implemented, including its pricing and the impact on the economy of the Gauteng province. She announced that she would meet Transport Minister Sibusiso Ndebele today to explore alternative options in the best interests of commuters and the state. During the State of the Province address, she said that the Gauteng provincial government was not consulted on the contentious system to be implemented later this year. European Union or EU foreign ministers have condemned the killing of anti-government protesters in Libya as they met to discuss the fallout from the wave of unrest sweeping North Africa and the Middle East. Ministers from Britain, France, Germany and Italy expressed alarm at the violence and concern about the possibility of an influx of illegal migrants from North Africa after Libya's threat to stop cooperation in stemming the flow. British Foreign Secretary William Hague called on the Libyan authorities to ensure proper protection for foreign nationals and assistance for those trying to leave the country. Britain also said that dependents of its embassy staff would fly home after demonstrations against Muammar Gaddafi's 42-year rule spread to the capital, Tripoli, on Monday. Premier Nomvula Mokonyane said that Gauteng's new infrastructure program is set to create at least 130,000 jobs in 2011. Delivering her State of the Province address, Mokonyane said that the program would centre on the construction and maintenance of education and health infrastructure. She said that we will deliver 4 new schools during 2011 for the 2012 school year and will initiate plans for the building of 13 new schools to be delivered in the 2012-13 financial year. A total of 30 schools will be renovated. Through the expanded public works program, we will create over 175,000 work opportunities of 100 days each, as well as over 88,000 full-time equivalents, targeting one individual per poor household, she added. Also making headlines, Zimbabwe has arrested dozens of activists on charges of plotting protests against long-serving President Robert Mugabe, similar to those that toppled the leaders of Egypt and Tunisia, police said. Channeling 2% or $1.3 trillion of global gross domestic product into greening sectors such as construction, energy and fishing could start a move towards a low-carbon world, a report said. And the main opposition candidate in Nigeria's presidential election said that he was optimistic that it would be a more credible race than in the past, but warned events in North Africa showed that people would no longer accept a rigged vote. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.